Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel ill at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Hi, everybody! Welcome to another episode of Cheese, Please! Hi, everybody!
Hi, Dr. Nick!
Hi! Hi! Snarf Dude will be coming in shortly, Daffodil! How you doing?
I'm good. As long as you're not performing surgery, I'm great.
I'm gonna have a go with surgery on a cat. I'll talk to you later. Hey, what?
What?
What? Who is that guy?
He thinks he's Dr. Nick from some TV show.
Really? The Dr. Nick from Simpsons fame?
He thinks he is.
I'm glad to have a celebrity for even a moment here on the show. Hi, how you doing? My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and this is your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that is Cheese, Please.
Oh my gosh, look at what we're playing on the show this week. We're featuring barber songs.
Barber Streisand?
No. Barber as in pole. You know, it's just like the shave and a haircut thing.
Oh.
You know, barbers.
You started talking about pole, and then I was thinking pole dancing, and then my mind was going in very bad places.
No, don't go there. As a matter of fact, if you look at me right now, I probably could use a haircut, but I'm not going to the Beatles barber. But hey, maybe I can go to the lady barber. Huh?
You don't like it when women cut your hair. You won't let me cut your hair.
Yeah, like you're going to cut my hair by putting a bowl over my head. I'm gonna look like that.
I was just gonna take the snippers and just buzz you like, you know.
I'm gonna look like that guy on Big Bang Theory in his haircut. Really?
Howard.
Wallowitz. Yeah, his hair is just like
bowl cut.
Yeah, but we're starting off the show on a positive note because you're gonna like this, aren't you, Daffodil?
Let's polka again.
Yeah, Eddie Galuski.
Godlewski.
And his Polka Kings with our gang polka coming up shortly. But hey, just another polka to start off the show here on
Cheese, Please.
With its simple, gay rhythm, is one of the most refreshing dances done today. Although there are numerous versions of the polka, the heel and toe and away we go is by far the most popular, as well as the easiest to execute. By following the directions in the manual and listening carefully to the record, you will find yourself dancing almost immediately.
Cheese.
Eddie Galuski and his Polka Kings with Our Gang Polka. And I tell you, Daffodil was dancing. You got up off your seat a little bit, didn't you?
There's a lot of jumping around with polka.
I know. You're jumping in your seat. You're just getting up. And you almost hit the head on the top of the van. You got to watch yourself sometimes. It's a little tricky.
I know.
And before that, we had just another polka starting off the set with Eddie Galuski, or Godluski, and his Polka Kings.
Galuski.
Man, that music gets me in the mood. Here on the show this week, my name is Snarf Dude.
I'm Daffodil, and now we're going to talk about barbers.
I just want to have a haircut right about now.
You need a haircut.
I know I need a haircut, and I need a shave, too. I'm looking like one of them hippies.
Shave and haircut. Two bits.
They're a little bit more than two bits these days.
They are.
I tell you.
Do you know why barber poles are red and white?
Why?
Because in the Middle Ages,
yes,
barbers were also surgeons and dentists.
Ooh.
So the barber pole got its red and white stripes, red indicating that they were surgeons, and white for the barbering because of the shaving cream.
Oh, that's perfect for Dr. Nick, don't you think? He's a surgeon. And
yes, he would be good at barbering and pulling out teeth. cutting off things.
And he probably would work for two bits.
Work for any bits.
Even today, he'd work for two bits. Although I think the average haircut's a little more than two bits these days.
You're probably right.
Any more interesting barber information?
Not really. Let's talk about the music.
Okay, fine. You had me in suspense there. I thought, ooh, Daffodil's going to come up with something even more important, but no. I'm sorry. I'm a little upset on that one. Okay, let's focus on the music now.
Music.
We've got Lynn.
I don't know what barbering music is all about.
I don't know either. I just came across these titles and I thought, hey, it'd be kind of cool to have on the show. We've got Lynn Castle with Last Friday's Fire with the Lady Barber coming up shortly.
Okay.
But we're starting off with Scott Douglas and the Beatles Barber.
You mean they didn't just use a bowl?
No. Maybe the barber used the pole. Or not the bowl. Not the pole, the bowl.
Right here on Cheese Please.
I'm the Beatles' barber.
But he's the Beatles' barber. For he sits here as he clips there. He tries to make it look like hair. But blimey, he don't seem to get anywhere.
So I'm the Beatles' barber.
Rescue these records from your weird uncle's basement. Cheese, please.
There was an in-love lady barber who wanted what she could not have. She climbed up the mountains too high. She fell over and over again. She wanted to capture the sunshine, to touch each brand new drop of rain, to travel the length of a rainbow and never come back again. She wanted to lie in straw meadows, to feel capital love everywhere, yet way, way down deep, deep inside her, she wondered if she really cared. Like the one-eyed weeping willow, who only saw half what was there, she fled from reality's real things to a fantasy world disappear. She could not have. She climbed up the mountains too high. She fell over and over again.
Cheese Please with a lady barber.
That was interesting.
Yeah, Lynn Castle with Last Friday's Fire.
I wonder if she's scantily clad.
Perhaps. So, yeah. A scantily clad lady barber?
I just got this feeling when I'm listening to this song. It's scantily clad.
She sounds like she has some kind of sharp implement or a gun,
actually. Oh, really? I guess I didn't listen to it close enough. And before that, Scott Douglas getting a little morose, is that fair to say?
Yes, because the Beatles went away and left him behind.
Oh, darn. But was he the famous one with that gave the Beatle a haircut?
I think that's what it's implying.
I ponder these things.
You do, and then you ponder other things.
Like this.
And now it's time for the keys, please.
Wow, that segue was just incredible.
I try.
But I just want to let everyone know, don't try that at home. I am a professional segue artist.
What?
Don't look at me like that.
I don't know how else to look at you when you say something that dumb.
don't do that. It's just,
But I noticed that you've pulled our favorite whipping boy out of the closet again.
Well, you know why I said that, because, you know, he's famous with that whole That's Incredible thing back in the 80s, and Don't Try This at Home they were tied into. We haven't played him for a while, so we're going to play him now.
This is true.
John Davidson. I really don't hate Mr. Davidson. I want to go on record.
We appreciate him extremely.
Yes.
He is a big hero of the Cheese Please show because he provides us with much material.
Oh, absolutely. He screams cheese. You know, that's all I get to say. Okay, here's his take on a country song called Hey Good Lookin'. Right here on?
It's Cheese Please.
Good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe we could find a brand new recipe? I got a hot rod Ford and a $2 bill. I know a spot right over the hill. The soda pop and the dancing is free. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Hey, good looking, what you got cooking? Hey, sweet baby, don't you think maybe I'm free and ready, so we can go steady. How's about saving all your time for me? No more looking, now I know I've been sucking. How's about keeping steady company? I'm gonna throw my date book over the fence. Find me one for 5 or 10 cents. How's about keeping steady company? How's about cooking something up with me?
Break away from the ordinary. You deserve much better. Be a go-go-getter. From the crowd, break away from the ordinary and do yourself proud.
Cheese, please.
Because he didn't make me his bride.
We don't get to play those long songs every enough, I guess. Every so often.
As often as we would like, because they're long.
No, no, the usual gang of idiots from Mad Magazine there from the late 70s in that Mad Disco Flexi Disc album issue they put out.
That was cool.
Disco Suicide, and a bit of a note there. That's Dick DeBartolo, one of the writers of Mad Magazine, playing Dr. Jennings.
Ah.
Did you know that?
Not until you told me. No.
There we go. Dick DeBartolo, he was big in the 70s and 80s as a writer for Mad Magazine. And before that, we had John Davidson, of course.
But hey, good looking. What you got cooking?
Yeah, hey.
How's about cooking something up with me?
I just can picture in my mind John Davidson, the lounge singer.
Wearing his blue jeans and his...
Just doing that.
Rhinestone
hey, good looking. What you got cooking? Oh, yeah. Hey, where's the Rat Pack when you need them?
It's really not a Rat Pack song.
Oh, I know, but...
Even when it's sung Lounge Lizard style, it still doesn't quite qualify.
He's trying to make it a Lounge Lizard song. Jazzing it up a little bit. Hey, good looking.
Hard to believe.
What?
We've come to the end of another show.
Oh, really?
Look, we're that close.
I'm just having so much fun making fun of, well, the
everybody.
Usual gang of idiots and John Davidson and...
Barbara songs.
Yes, and...
Polka songs.
Can we pull over somewhere and actually find a barber?
I'm telling you, I can cut your hair. You just have to trust me. I got scissors right here. Let me near your head with sharp pointy things.
No, no way! There's no way. There's nothing you can give me to actually even consider you cutting my hair.
All right, fine. We'll find a barber.
Unless you have a sharp pair of scissors. That could be dull
pair.
I have
sharp scissors.
Are you sure?
Come here. Let me cut you with them.
No. You're over there. Let's keep you there.
Fine.
Just
do your thing.
Well, it's not going to be hard considering you're chasing me or just even pointing those things at me. What's with that weird look? Oh. Don't look at me like that. I'm gonna... Thank you for the motivation this week.
You're welcome.
I needed
that. You'll notice
that.
I put the scissors away.
Yes, but I needed motivation to get into the mood. End off the show with Kooky Little Paradise by Joanne Campbell.
Interesting.
It's an interesting song. As a matter of fact, you hear some Tarzan yells in here for good measure. Because, well, Joanne Campbell apparently is in a jungle.
Nothing wrong with being in the jungle and yelling. We're not in the jungle, we're in the van.
And we're yelling.
This is the end of Cheese Please.
Okay, until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird, and we will see you again next week for more mayhem.
Really?
Really.
Oh, wow, I get 3 seconds. Goodbye!
Yeah. loaded with bananas. And there's always pizza pie.
What a cookie little paradise. What a cookie little paradise. Never was a cotton half as nice
as my cookie little paradise.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, The Warped, and The Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snalen Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you, it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.